This is TWiT.
Your word is the only credibility that you have. It's the only real currency you have. And one of the things that happens a lot to people like you who has to look at gadgets that are coming out from the big players, who has to do those early reviews, is obviously the fanboyism. There's always people who are saying, oh, he's an Apple shill, he's a Microsoft shill, he's a Samsung shill, or, you know, he's a fanboy, he's getting paid. You've heard it all. And I think most of the time we kind of shrug that off. It's like, okay, I get it. But I think the insidious stuff is when people start saying things like, oh, well, the reason why so-and-so gets early review units is because he always does positive reviews, and he would never do a negative review because that means that X company would never send him something else. Do you run into that a lot? Do you hear that in your, especially in your Twitter channel?
Yeah, I do. And comments and emails. And, you know, the thing I would point out, it's like, oh, you know, if someone said that to me about a Samsung phone or something, like, you know, I'm pretty hard on Samsung. You know, I don't think their products are well designed. I think they're plasticky, and you can look at the body of my work. There's what is that? That's the Gear Fit that you're showing. I said it's a sleek smartwatch, but man, overall that review is pretty negative. And, you know, Samsung continues to work with me. They continue to give me products early. They respect my opinion. They've asked me for my opinion before products even launch. Hey, what do you think of this thing? We're about to launch it. You know, and other companies have done that too. If a reader is intelligent, he or she will look at the body of your work and see where you stand and see that you're fair. That's like you said, your word is all that matters, and your word and every word I've written is out there on the web. You can see what I think about everything already. You know my philosophy on these things, and I don't think that's going to change. You know, it's not about being an Apple fanboy or a Samsung fanboy. There are things I think Samsung does way better than Apple. I think Apple, for example, was way too late to the phablet trend. They did it well. I think this is an amazing device, the 6 Plus. But you know, I think they should have honestly done it 2 years ago. That, you know, increasing the iPhone 4 to the iPhone 5 just a half an inch was not enough. And clearly there's a thirst for these big devices, and Apple was late to it. I think Samsung really proved to the world that there is a market for these giant phones.